The Canes are playing on Saturday.
Let's go.
5 o'clock. Islanders. PNC Arena. We know the details. They're set. We can finally start planning our weekends without being worried about, oh, if I do something then it might make me miss the game. We can plan appropriately. It is announced. It is signed, sealed, and delivered. Canes Islanders, PNC Arena, 5 o'clock on Saturday.
Don't ask about game two yet. We don't know.
Relax. We just got game one. That much I can pass along with confidence. I can't pass along with much confidence Jesper Fast's availability. What I can tell you, and again, when we get information, you get information, he did not practice today. He was not on the ice. The young guys outside of Scott Morrow, they were not on the ice with the team. They skated earlier. Mm-hmm. It's very much a, this is who you're riding with. This is the group. You know what you have, aside from the uncertainty around Jesper Fast. That's the question. That's the up-in-the-air part of it. I stand by this. No excuses. That stays, you know, there's actually, after the regular season finale, if Foss doesn't get hurt there, they're as close to 100% as I maybe have ever seen, health-wise, as I have maybe ever seen a team going into to the postseason in the NHL. A Jesper Fast injury is not enough for me to change anything. No excuses continues. The teams you're playing are going to be dealing with boo-boos and ouchies and availability issues, and you have your one little pebble in your shoe. But for the most part, you sign up for this.
Mm-hmm.
If, you know, when you acquire Guentzel, who, by the way, was coming back from an injury, and Kuznetsov hadn't played in however many months, at least at the NHL level, when the roster was organized as it was intended, if I would have told you you're going into the postseason riding a pretty good hot streak and Jesper Fast is going to be dealing with something, you'll go, I wish Fast wouldn't, but I'll take it. Other things we learned from the morning skate today, Drury centering Natchez and Teräväinen. Starting to look like decisions have been made there, at least for the first game,
mm-hmm.
right? The first shifts. We know Rod Brind'Amour has the ability to and the conviction in his own beliefs to pivot if he needs to say, I thought that would work and it's not. We'll change it. But it looks like we know what the lines are going to be, at least the core groups of the lines are going to be when the postseason starts.
And you and I had the conversation earlier this week about three guys kind of fighting for two spots in terms of Drury, Kuznetsov, and Kotkaniemi. With the Fast injury, it kind of takes the decision out of Rod's hands, really. Like, he doesn't have to worry about it right now because he has Kotkaniemi playing on the quote-unquote fourth line with Kuznetsov and Nason, which, by the way, those three together as a quote-unquote fourth line should feast on other teams' fourth lines in the playoffs. But Kotkaniemi sliding into the spot where Fast would normally be, he's going to have to play a physical style of play. He's going to have to be physical because that's what Jesper Fast brought. He's going to have to bring that to that line.
And, you know, in a weird way, it gives you however, and we don't know the information on how long Fast will be gone.
Mm-hmm.
We know he didn't practice today. He's doubtful for, tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow's practice.
This could be seen as like, all right, the three guys that were battling for those two spots, go out in the postseason and earn it.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you put up, you know, a point, you score a goal, you do something magnificent, there's a good chance you're going to be in the lineup the next game. Right, you can ride a hot streak to being a significant contributor to the postseason hopes of the Carolina Hurricanes. There is an interesting question because there's somebody like Jesper Fast being out, you might think, and I'm guilty of it, it's only Fast.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Right? It's no disrespect to Fast, but you can start naming all the players you think are more important or more pivotal,
mm-hmm.
right? And you're going like, at least it's not so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so. But one thing Fast is, and it's part of being around for a while, it's part of being on that Martinook stall fast line so often, which just seems so steady, is you do take a player like him for granted, and you don't realize the situations that he just takes care of, or he you can trust him within. Dennis and I were talking off air, and he brought up the first shift after a power play, right? Power play, which, by the way, it looks like the power play lines are getting back to what they were before guys started taking their time off.
Yep. First shift is like a first shift after a Canes power play.
Yes.
That is. Yes.
Well played. So if the power play units, you know, play out the power play when the Canes have the advantage and they don't score, that Martinuk, Stahl, Fast line has been thrown out there, even if they're not skating together on a line for the rest of their shifts. They're thrown out there because they know each other like the back of their hands. They have a ton of experience together, and they will, because they're not part of usually not part of the power play units, have fresh legs, and you can put them out there until you can get back on rhythm with your shifts. So that's one of those situations where, without Faust, do you trust the next guy in that situation? Does Stahl and Martinuk have the same relationship with the next guy in those situations? It does throw some things off, and I don't want to completely dismiss the impact that Jesper Faust being out might have. I'm more saying it about everybody else, right? They're so good that they should be able to overcome that. They're so good that Jesper Foss being out, which may have upended the team in years past, because it's like, gosh, what are you going to do without Quickie? What are you going to do without Foss? Is that shouldn't be the case this year. They've built up the depth. We're looking at things that are different this season, right? That's kind of been one of the themes of the week, is what's going to be different about this postseason run that the previous postseason runs that came up just short didn't have. And one of the answers we came up with was the depth. They have built up a surplus of talented individuals to better handle an injury here or there. Now, every team in every sport of professional sports has a handful or less of players that if you lose them, everything becomes upended. The good teams limit that number by having as many quality players that you trust in a big moment out there, and the Canes have enough to withstand a Faust injury. No excuses. I don't want to have a poor performance in game one and have anyone, even media or fans, say, well, Jesper Faust wasn't out there. I'm going to be going, nope. I preemptively said no excuses on that one.
Now, don't forget, Jesper Faust last year, game two against the Islanders in the opening round, won that game in overtime. He had the overtime game winner. And then in the second series against the New Jersey Devils, actually had the series clinching overtime win in game five. So he had an overtime goal in game five, which clinched the series for the Canes against the Devils in that second round. So the guy has put up some big goals, for sure. But like you said, there's no excuse for this.
And I want to be clear, Faust is good. They've built up depth, so when good is out, good replaces.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, if Faust had the game-winning goal. All right, that better be Kuzi this year. Or that better be Kotkaniemi playing in those minutes this year. Or Drury this year. Like, there's the thing is, good can go out, and good can replace good. That's what they've built up. That's why there's no excuses. Don Waddell has done his job. That's why there's no excuses. We go to the Heister Automotive Group hotline for a little tailgate weather report. We now know what time and what day the Canes are opening their postseason. It's home at PNC Arena. It's Saturday. It's at 5 o'clock. And with that, we bring on WRAL's Kat Campbell. Check out her forecasts evenings on WRAL. Kat, we appreciate you for taking the time. Is it going to be a fun tailgate, or are we going to be out there braving some elements?
No, I think it's going to be a fabulous tailgate forecast. You know, I don't know how early people are going to get out there, but even in the morning, it's going to be pretty mild. I would say if you're getting out there, 9 a.m. for those of you who are more hardcore, temperatures should already be in the 60s. We only have a 20% chance of rain in the forecast Saturday. And for the puck drop, it should be right around the mid-70s. So we've got some really great weather. You know, today we're in the upper 80s. It's not quite going to be in the upper 80s. We're talking mid-70s for highs. But especially if you're going to be out on the pavement tailgating during the day, you don't want it to be that hot necessarily. So very comfortable.
That's about as good of a forecast as you can give, which hopefully will just, you know, increase the vibes and everything.
Exactly. That's what we want.
I know you, you know, we've seen you on our remotes kicking around Durham Bulls Athletic Park. Obviously, you'll be kicking around PNC. Is there a particular food that you know, when tailgating comes, it's a beautiful day, it's in the 70s, that you go hunting for in the parking lot?
You know, I am not the best person to ask this, but my fiance, he is the pro. I just got him a smoker for his birthday. So last weekend, he did a brisket and a barbecue. He had a whole spreadsheet going to figure out the temperatures of both and how long each needed to be smoked. So he is the best when it comes to tailgating food.
When you just can't beat that. When you're breaking out the spreadsheet to cook, I respect that hustle right there. That is effort. Kat, let's go ahead and get your prediction, right? We'll use the weather vibes and whatever else you bring into your spreadsheet to make predictions. What do you think the Canes are going to do in the first round?
I think they're going to make it through. They've got good energy. I think they've got good teamwork, good vibes. Everybody's got to bring the good energy and cheer them on Saturday. Should be a great day to do that. I'm thinking they'll head to the next round.
There we
go. Fingers crossed.
Kat, we appreciate you for taking the time, and we'll continue to check out those forecasts on WRL.
Yes, there should be more with more playoff games coming up, right?
Of course. Yeah, we'll
keep that
be
energy.
Checking it. Exactly. Keep
Thanks.
That energy. Once again, Kat Campbell, WRAL, thank you for taking the time. Honestly, you know it's good weather. This might be the best indicator. When I start the segment by saying the game starts at 5, right? And I go, all right, what's the weather for the tailgating? And she hits us with starting at 9 a.m. That's how you know the weather is luxurious, because 9 to 10, 10 to 11, 11 to 12, we're looking at like 8 hours of tailgating. She gave us the heads up for.
I know. Usually they open the lots like 5 hours early, but people will get there even earlier than that.
But you know what?
Good on you.
She said if you're going to be out there at 9 a.m., it's going to be about in the mid-60s. I'm going like, oh, that's you can spend – if it's mid-60s and 70s, you can spend all day outside.
Oh, yeah. But go from 9 to 5, then after, boom, game time.
Game time. There it is.
Hey, by the way, what's your go-to tailgate food?
Food?
Yeah.
I'm – okay, there's two. You know you're going to get an overthinking answer
from me.
Oh,
come on.
The first is on burgers and dogs.
Yeah.
I'm traditional.
With you on that.
You can cook a lot. They're fast moving, right? You can get them to everybody in your party while they're still hot. But if I'm being more fancy, this actually comes from my dad. He used to do it when we'd tailgate growing up for the adults, kids, burgers and dogs.
Mm-hmm.
The adults used to get like shrimp scampi skewers.
Whoa!
Right off the grill, super easy. Like it's you know how everybody has like the one meal that you know how to make. Like if you're trying to impress somebody.
Sure.
I took my dad's scampi as like the one.
Okay.
So I can do that on a grill if you know, I don't know, the high roller clients are in town or something like that. I throw some scampi on the grill, pass those skewers around. You can still eat it off the skewer like a finger food. I think that's important at a tailgate,
mm-hmm.
that you don't need a ton of utensils. But that's mine. What about you?
Anything, yeah, you just grab with your hand. It's a lot easier.
Exactly.
I'm with you. Burgers and hot dogs. You can go as simple as that. I will say this, though. When you're going to tailgate at PNC, or really tailgating anywhere, but especially you're going to tailgate this weekend at PNC, make sure that you respect that other people's space. A lot of people are going to be out there tailgating, having a good time, so respect each other's space. But if you do not have an opportunity to bring a grill out with you because you're taking a Lyft or Uber or something along those lines, you don't have the ability to bring a grill out, here's what you can do. If you get there early enough, go into the parking lot, bring hot dogs, and buns, if you need to, condiments like some chips and something like that, and a case of a beverage, and you go to someone's tailgate, and like especially a larger group, like, hey, we don't have a spot to cook, but we brought hot dogs. Mind if we throw these on the grill? You guys can have some too. And by the way, we got a case of a beverage. And if someone approaches you with that, say yes. Make friends. Say yes. We're all there together as fans to have a good time. Say yes.
Unless they're wearing an Islanders jersey.
In that case, kick him out of the parking lot. Kick him out of the parking lot. Boo and hiss.
It's. I think it's. You just have social cues, right? Read vibes.
Yeah.
If you walk up and they're like, you don't want to be there.
Yeah, no, it's all good. Don't worry about that.
But someone will let you in. There's
exactly.
Really nice
like,
people.
Have fun. Area. Enjoy the experience. It's a community event as much as anything.
And yeah, don't just be a taker.
Yes.
Bring some giving, and if you're going
to
be taking.
Hey, if you're going to let someone, if you ask to use their grill, like, hey, we also brought some for you all, too.
There you go.